Good evening and welcome to Radio CHLS 100.5. You're listening to Aura and Jim with Music for the Middle Ages.
And we are very timely tonight. Look at that. It's like 1 minute to eight. We're bang.
Right on
it. Here we are. Today is November 5th.
Big Thursday.
Day. You know what this day in history is?
No.
Today, literally today, I was telling you the Auditor General released its report on education.
Right.
Yeah. So this is today in history. The Auditor General Yeah, and I'm actually going to be talking about that in my newspaper article, that we're still really struggling when it comes to success with Aboriginal students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long process, and there's lots of different reasons why that happens. So.
Yep. The good news is we're working on it. Mm-hmm. The good news is Aboriginal graduation rates have risen from 49% to 62%, but they still lag from mm-hmm. mainstream population. So, anyways, that's today in history.
Right.
The report came out today. We have a theme.
We do. Another occasion is coming up next week, and we won't be here. So we have decided that we'll do our Remembrance Day show tonight.
Tonight.
So,
we're a week early, but that's better than being a day late.
That's right. Tonight's show, Remembrance Songs. Songs about soldiers, songs about
maybe
people.
Jeff will replay us.
On the day, yeah. Maybe.
On Wednesday. Yes, maybe he will.
Perhaps.
Well, I guess we'll find out. But in the meantime, you have a song.
I do.
Do you want to start?
Sure. I was sort of throwing things together at the last minute today because I was busy and I couldn't get my list done. But one song that was on my list to begin with, right, I knew it was going to be there. This was the first. That usually happens to me. When we pick a theme, I have a go-to song.
Immediately think of a song.
There's one at least. So this is the Dixie Chicks with Traveling Soldier, which is a classic, and I love it.
What's it about?
Oh, it's about a traveling soldier.
He's past 18. He was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there. Gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour, and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the be able to write for a while. said in the anthem sang, a man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name Red, and nobody really cared, but a pretty little girl with a bow.
That was classic Dixie Chicks.
Yeah. I'm going to be kind of moody tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's kind of a moody theme, really. Yeah. It's not a, you know, joyous
That's
theme.
Right. Interesting. I had never heard that one from them.
No, really?
No. Ah. No. You, but you obviously have.
Yep.
So you were talking about that's your go-to, and as soon as we said, yeah, let's do a Remembrance Day. Mm-hmm. As soon as we said, let's do a Remembrance Day, this is my go-to, and I'm just going to play it and get it out of the way.
Oh, okay.
It's a band by the name of Carbon Leaf.
I can tell I'm going to love it.
Yeah. Well, you might. It's a band named Carbon Leaf, and the song is The War Was in Color.
Ah.
And I don't know really where I stumbled upon this, but these guys are from Virginia, and this is a great song.
Well, then we should listen.
Okay.
I see you found a box of my things, infantry's tanks and smoldering airplane wings. These old pictures are cool, tell me some stories. Was it like the old war movies? Sit down, son. Let me fill you in. Where to begin? Let's start with the end. This black and white photo don't capture the skin. From the flash of a gun to a soldier who's done. Trust me, grandson, the war was in color. Shipyard to sea, from factory to sky, from rivet to rifle, from boot camp to battle cry.
up high on a daylight run that held my face in its clammy hand. Crawled over coconut logs and corpses in the coral sand. Where to begin? Let's start with the end. This black and white photo don't capture the skin from the shock of a shell or the memory of smell. If red is for hell, the war wasn't color. I held the canvas bag over the railing. The dead released with the ship still sailing out of our hands and into the swallowing sea. I felt the crossfire stitching up soldiers into a blanket of dead. And as the night grows colder and a window back home, a blue star is traded for gold. Oh, where to begin? Let's start with the end. This black and white photo don't capture the skin. When metal is churned and bodies are burned, victory earned, the war wasn't color. At age 21, long before you were born, before I bore a son, what good did it do? What hope lay for you? A world without war, a life full of color. Where to begin? Start with the end. This black and white photo never captured my skin. Once it was torn from an enemy thorn, straight through the core, the war wasn't color. Where to begin? Let's start with the end. This black and white photo never captured my skin. From the flash of a gun to a soldier who's done, trust me, grandson, the war wasn't color. Trust me, grandson, the war wasn't color. Trust me, grandson, the war wasn't color.
So I have heard that song before, and I do like it.
Yeah, it's kind of impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't even know how you could sing a song like that without kind of reacting to what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sure that's part of the impact, is that that comes across.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, take it from here.
Okay. well, you, if you're just tuning in, it's 7:15, even though this clock hasn't been set back. Uh-oh, Jeff. 7:15, you're listening to Radio CHLS 100.5, Orin Jim with Music for the Middle Ages. And tonight's show is a bit lower key. It's not quite as jovial and, you know, fun-loving as we usually are. It's about remembering, and Remembrance Day is coming up next week. Armistice Day, I think it's also called.
Yep.
So we decided we would do the show this week and have our remembrance songs tonight.
Because our show's on Thursday, and of course.
Mm-hmm. And we're going away next week, so we're having a busy week. We are taking a little trip to visit Jim's sister in her new home that she made in BC. She's from Alberta.
Yep, she's moved to the Sunshine Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to go see Madeira Park. We've never been there before.
That's right. And then we're going to jump back on a ferry and go to Nanaimo.
To Nanaimo on our way to Salt Spring.
Then drive down to Salt Spring. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't really spent much time on the island at all. So it's going to be quite an adventure.
Well, it's going to be raining, but who cares? Really, that's part of the island experience.
Well, wear a raincoat. Bring an umbrella. Have to dig it out. Not sure I own one.
A raincoat?
An umbrella. I bought a raincoat to go to China. So I do have a raincoat.
And you bought that huge
I brought umbrella, a massive umbrella.
But, yeah, we have an umbrella. Yeah. We're going to be okay.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. So you've got a song.
I do. So this song, again, tonight's show is, our theme is about remembering and remembrance. But this song is just called Remember When with Alan Jackson. And it's kind of a love song about remembering how his relationship started with his wife. So,
nice.
It's a nice little ditty that Alan Jackson. So yeah, let's have a listen.
Remember when Remember when we said when we turned gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when
Alan Jackson. Who doesn't love Alan Jackson?
Have you been an Alan Jackson fan for long?
I have.
How long is that?
Many a year.
Many a year.
Yes. Many a year. I'm got a few years behind me. So
I want to ask how long you've been around. How long has Alan Jackson been around?
That's, again, something I don't know. Quite a while. Alan has a lot of hits.
Does he?
He does. Yeah. He's over the years.
Again, I didn't really know too much about him until I started doing radio with you.
Mm-hmm. You learned a lot about country music.
I have. I've learned a lot about country music.
And I've learned a lot about garbage can lid music.
Hey.
Well, it's been a trade-off. Right.
It's been a real cultural exchange, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, so that song, well, not necessarily about remembering in a war, you know, soldiering kind of way, was a song about remembering, nevertheless.
Yes. So I'm going to kick it up a notch.
Okay.
And now I'm going to kind of get out of my funk, quite honestly.
Okay, we're going to bring some upbeat.
Elvis Costello, tunes. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? This is a great song.
Okay, and it fits into remembering.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Right.
Let's
just play it and see what it happens.
I presumed everyone would know that it's kind of, it's the opposite of war.
Oh, okay. We'll let it slide this time. Let's have a listen. I'm sure it'll make more sense when we hear it.
Okay.
What's so fun about peace, love, and understanding?
All right, that was Peace, Love, and Understanding.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
And it was a little bit of a reverse reasoning.
Like, yeah.
All right.
It's, you know, people, we got to get over this war thing and get
so into what's so
peace, love, and understanding.
Right.
Which I think we are as a society. We're doing better.
Think we're getting better?
We are doing better.
Well, that's...
What's it think?
A sunny outlook, so...
There hasn't really been a major war since Vietnam. You know? Really. Maybe even Korea. Probably Korea was the last major war, 1950s. So we made it 50 years.
That's how old I am.
Not bad. I mean, there's been wars and lots of people died. That's not what I'm saying. But nothing like what we used to do.
No. Yeah. No.
So we're getting better.
A good thing, yeah.
We're living in a better world now than our grandparents did.
That's right. We should probably do a couple of PSAs.
We're living in a better world now.
Well, that's a good public service announcement, but more local, I'm thinking, right here in Lillooet, something that might be happening. Like, for instance, November, big month, SPCA Craft Fair. I wanted to tell you what day it was on, but I can't. Because I don't know. I don't have the book out, but I'll look that up for you.
Why don't we Google that?
Well, I think it's in the PSA book. But just to talk about it a little bit, all the proceeds go to the dog pound, so the pound puppies.
Right.
You can buy your yearly dog license at the SPCA Craft Fair if you have a dog. There's all kinds of local artisans there with their work, and it's great. We have a lot of really talented people in Lillooet.
We do.
If you want to... A fun way to come out and spend the day and look at some of the talent that's here. That's the day to do it.
You can easily spend 2 hours there.
Absolutely.
Easily. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to find out what day it is because we don't have that right in front of us.
Yeah, we'll report back.
Yeah.
Okay. But for now, my next song. So tonight's theme is about remembering and remembrance. And my next song is by Tim McGraw and it's called If You're Reading This.
You're reading this. My mama's sitting there. Looks like I only got a one-way ticket over here. I sure wish I could give you one more kiss. And war was just a game we played when we were kids. Well, I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. I'm up here with God and we're both watching over you. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. My mom always prayed that it would go. But if you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, halfway around the world, I won't be there to see the birth of our little girl. I hope she looks like you, hope she fights like me and stands up for the innocent and the weak. I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. Tell Dad I don't regret that I followed in his shoes. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. My mom always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, there's gonna come a day. You move on and find someone else, and that's okay. Just remember this, I'm in a better place. Where soldiers live in peace and angels sing amazing grace. So lay me down in that open field out on. My mom always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home.
That was Tim McGraw with If You're Reading This, a song about a soldier.
Kind of an abrupt ending.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was not right, I don't think, but...
I think it was alive that they kind of edited all the cheering out.
They might have.
Yes. But okay, Tim, very nice. Mm-hmm. Very good. It's in a genre of kind of...
sad.
And the letter got home before I did, sort of genre. That's right. Yeah.
There's a song on Facebook that I wanted you to see... gosh, I can't remember. There's two girls, and they're very young, and they are kind of like, I don't know what you'd call them, rappers, but they also sing ballads, and one of their hits was recently used in a Disney movie. I can't think of the name of it now, but...
that happens.
Yeah, but it's a very sad song. But where I'm going with this is they just created another hit, a new song that they kind of, they launched them on Facebook, and it's just a little camera that they put in front of them. And
really?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. And then, of course, they go on to become really recorded and great. Right. And but the song is about just wanting to be sad and just having a sad day and wanting to listen to a symphony of sad songs and just... Right. Cried out. And
doesn't Bruno Mars have one of those days where he just stays
at
home?
That's a lazy day.
Oh, the lazy day.
Yeah. And this one is about, you know, the fact that you're sad doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. You're just sad and you just want to be sad.
Reflective.
Yeah. And sometimes music is a really powerful way to help you work through sadness. And
when I was about 19, I had at the time it was a cassette of, Joan Baez, Diamonds and Rust. And same thing, I would just sit on the couch.
If you were having a bad day or sad day.
Well, it could put me into just a real sad, kind of reflective. Yeah, Diamonds and Rust, Joan Baez. Highly recommend it.
Well, I'll show you these two girls, and hopefully between the two of us, next time we're here, we can remember their names and play a song.
Wouldn't that be something?
Last break that we had, we were talking about the arts and craft fair that's coming up, and we promised that we would tell you the date for that.
Yes.
So that is happening on Sunday, November the 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. here at the Rec Center. If you haven't done so already, mark that on your calendar and make a point to come out. It's a great event.
And bring some money.
Bring some money. Yeah, you'll be glad you did.
Yep.
All right, your song's up?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do
more. Well, we'll do some more later.
Okay, so I've already done that Elvis Costello one. That was really good. Now here's... Okay, I've told you this story before, but I'm going to tell you again.
Okay.
Tommy James and the Shondells recorded one anti-Vietnam War song. And this is it. And this is a goodie. Yeah, you know Tommy James and the Shondells?
Sounds familiar.
Money, money, money.
Yep, I know that one.
Yep. And Sweet Cherry Wine.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
so if you listen to the lyrics, it's only God has the right to decide who lives and dies.
So it's not about sweet cherry wine.
Well, it is. It's about celebrating life.
Right.
We have sweet cherry wine, so let's just enjoy life.
Ah.
Yep.
Well.
Here we go.
Everyone
Sweet Cherry Wine, Tommy James and the Shondells.
And the Shondells. Moni, Moni, Moni and Crystal Blue Persuasion. Kind of an acid rock. Those were the days.
Era.
Those were the days, Aura.
I was like six.
Yeah, you were.
I was a little too young for it, but...
And Tommy James was on the radio a couple of years ago doing one of those kind of looking back interviews. And he told the funniest story about he found this manager and they needed a manager. And little did he know that this guy was actually deeply embedded in the mafia.
Oh, yeah.
And before long, he found himself kind of working for the mafia and didn't know how to get out of it. And
it's funny how that happens. It's
yeah, and nobody else would book him. Right? And everybody's hands off, and Tommy James is trying to figure out
how do I get out of this?
What's going on? Yeah, exactly. And then somebody told him, yeah, you don't know who this guy is.
You should have been paying attention. So we were talking about the SPCA craft fair, but I would be really remiss if I didn't put a plug in for the Royal Purple.
Well, you've got to.
Yes, yeah. I do. Absolutely. And that's actually number one on the Faulty and Bazaars list.
You call that the hit parade.
The Royal Purple starts off the whole chain. So then there's the United Church, then there's the Catholic Church, right. Then there's several other teas that will be happening.
That's why they call it the Domino Month.
That's right. Yeah, all of this in preparation for the big Christmas celebration. So the 22nd annual Royal Purple Fall Tea and Bazaar is happening on Saturday, November the 7th, which I'm going to miss, and I'm sad about that. At the Elks Hall from 1 to 3 p.m., there'll be a bake table, white elephant table, a craft table, as well as some really spectacular tea and goodies. So
you'll be sitting down in Pemberton, soaking wet in a field.
Yeah, wishing I was not there.
Celebrating. Yay!
Well, I can't really complain too loudly. The last time we went down to Pemberton, so Jim was so... nice to offer and participate. He's helping out the kids that are trying to learn about football and play football. And there's a gentleman in Pemberton who's coaching, and Jim's interested and has the ability to ref. So he's jumped in, and I got to help with timekeeping.
Yeah.
Even though I know nothing about timekeeping. And that's what's really great about this group is they don't
they
care.
They don't care one bit.
No. So again, you know, if you're listening and you're interested in that, just please get a hold of Jim. And he is trying to recruit and put together a bit of a reffing team so that these kids will have some reliable refs to count on.
I think it might be a reffing unit.
Is it a reffing unit?
Yeah, a squad.
It's like a...
Yes. It's not a team, but it's
not a gaggle?
Yeah. Well, we'll go under gaggle, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't be a team of refs? What's wrong with being...
I think it's a squad or a unit. A team kind of sounds like we're competing.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyways,
a gaggle, that's what I'm calling you.
If you are interested in learning how to ref, you don't even have to have any
that's
experience.
That's right, or timekeep. You because, don't have to know a thing.
Because these kids are like 14, 15, and 16. So we will teach you, and then after, you know, three or four games, you just get it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're recruiting at a weird time because they're winding it up. This is their last game.
Well, in a sense, we're recruiting at exactly the right time. Because there are courses over the winter that this league is willing to send you to.
Mm-hmm. True.
And if you are interested, they'll send you to courses.
So you can get a bit of theory in, and then when the season starts up again, you're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. It's actually kind of fun. This time, though, I have learned that a junior team like this, these kids, this age group, the game shouldn't really take 2.5 hours.
Or three.
So when the timekeeper's keeping time, she should probably do a little more run time, a little less stop time. So I think I've got it.
Yeah. And we forgot to mention that the referees make $100 a game.
Yeah, there you go. Another nice little cha-ching. So, what about the timekeeper?
Yeah, she gets, what did she get last time?
She got dinner.
Yeah, well, you're going to get dinner again.
Okay, perfect.
My sister's making his ribs.
Right. Yeah. I had ribs last time.
That's right. Well,
that's
good,
a tradition. When I timekeep a game, I have to eat ribs.
Let's make it a tradition.
Okay. All right. If you're just tuning in, it's 7:45. You're listening to Radio CHLS 100.5. This is Aura and Jim with Music for the Middle Ages. And tonight our theme is Remembering and Remembrance Day, which is coming up next week. So I am not sure whose turn it is.
You are
I think
doing
it's mine.
Moments by Emerson.
Moments by Emerson Drive. So let's have a listen to that.
What's this song about, Aura?
No idea.
Okay.
I was coming to the end of a long, long walk when a man crawled out of a cardboard box under the East Street Bridge, followed me onto it. I went out halfway across with that homeless shadow tagging along, so I dug for some change, wouldn't need it anyway. Took it looking just a bit ashamed. He said, you know I haven't always been this way. I've had my moments, days in the sun moments. I was second to none moments when I knew I did what I thought I couldn't do. Like that plane ride coming home from the war that summer, my son was born. Memories like a coat so warm the cold wind can't get through. Looking at me now, you might not know it, but I've had my moments. Well, I stood there trying to find my nerve, wondered if a single soul on earth care at all, miss me when I'm gone. That old man just kept hanging around, looking at me, looking down. I think he recognized that look in my eyes. Standing with him there, I felt ashamed. I said, you know I I've had my moments, days in the sun moments. I was second to none moments when I knew I did what I thought I couldn't do. Like the day I walked away from the wine for a woman who became my wife in love that, when it was right, could always see me through. Looking at me now, trash can fire tonight, that old man tells his story one more time. He says, I've had my moments, days in the sun moments. I was second to none moments when I knew I did what I thought I couldn't do. Like that cool light on the East Street Bridge when a young man almost ended it. I was right there, wasn't scared a bit, and I held to pull him through. Looking at me now, you might not know it. Oh, looking at me now, you might not know it. I've had my moments. I've had my moments. I've had my moments. I've had my moments.
Emerson Drive with Moments.
I thought, oh, look at how this way up here. I thought Emerson Drive was kind of a a cappella group.
Nope. Probably have, one that sounds similar, but.
Gotcha.
So I did have one more PSA I think we should definitely mention, considering tonight's our night, our theme is Remembrance Day.
Yep, so next Wednesday.
Yeah, as always, Lillooet has a Remembrance Day ceremony, and the different groups march down, and the cadets lead, and they go to the cenotaph, and there's a prayer, and words of remembrance spoken, and it's always...
Did I hear that they're going to try and get the vets out of the cold and the wind this year? Might we do it a little differently this year?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I haven't heard.
I kind of heard that we were going to try and do that because it's a long time for some of those people.
And they bundle them up and sort of put them there, but it is a long, cold day sometimes. Sometimes it's beautiful and the sun's shining and there's no wind and it's quite nice, but it is November, and so...
Yeah, and if you're 90...
Yes, that's tough on you.
Yeah.
But just a few pointers. If you're participating in the parade, I think the idea is to meet at the Legion at 10 o'clock so that there's time to marshal the groups and march down for 11 o'clock, which of course is 11-11.
Yep.
11th day, 11th month.
11th hour.
Right. 10 o'clock at the Legion. And to remember as well that after the ceremony, everyone is welcome to come to the Legion and share some fellowship and have a potluck and hot chocolate for the kids. So that's always a nice time too.
I can't remember if we went last year.
I don't think so. I'm so cold, I just want to go home. And I'm usually wearing, you know, like 5 layers of clothing. So trying to go into the Legion where it is nice and warm, then I'm wearing too many clothes. So. Yeah. Gets tricky, but it's a nice thing to do if you're participating, so there you go.
So we'll be back in town for that, back from Salt Spring, so we'll be there. You're in the parade, Mrs. Purple Lady.
Yeah.
Yep. My turn?
Your turn.
All right, well, I'm gonna switch gears completely.
Okay.
This is...
Are we staying with the theme?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yeah, we're staying with the theme. But, so, geez, I was going to bring it up. So there's a guy by the name of James. He just goes by James.
Like Cher.
Yeah.
Or Prince.
And he's got this great song called Sit Down. And it's not about Remembrance Day or war or any of that. It's about if you are a fellow human being, sit down next to me.
Hmm. So it's about peace and...
Well, love.
Yeah.
Let's face it. It's about love. So here is a great song by James called Sit Down.
Live with being poor. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. judged by madness. Instead, I'm next to me. Those who find themselves ridiculous sit down next to me. In love, in fear, in hate, in tears, in love.
Well, that was a
sometimes it's
catchy
just
little
simple.
Ditty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just sit down.
Just
let's
sit
talk.
In. Yeah.
Yep. Let's get to know each other.
Excellent.
So that's James. He's done some pretty good stuff, but I don't really have an album of his, but I'm going to go look.
Right. For
yep.
some more.
Yep.
Well, we are coming to the end of the show, so we should probably say thanks for listening and. Thanks for tuning in to Radio CHLS 100.5, our local radio station. It's always great fun. That's another PSA, public service announcement, that we can do is put in a plug for the radio station itself. Come on out and be a DJ.
You and I have been doing this over 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. The rules are pretty loose.
Pretty simple.
You can really play any kind of music you like and, you know, any topic yeah. and talk about whatever you like. Your own personal style, you're free to bring it.
I think, as Jeff says, as long as it meets community standards,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which are pretty flexible.
Pretty flexible. Yep. So, yeah, it's a fun thing to do. Should try it. Call Jeff.
Yeah. And so you want me to finish off with one more
Yeah, time? I think so. So Jim's going to pick another song, and thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be Remembrance Day if we weren't doing a cover of Peace Train.
Sure.
So you know Cat Stevens, Peace Train.
Yes, I do.
Well, this is 10,000 Maniacs.
Mm.
Peace Train.
Well.
So they do a nice job.
All right, let's head out with that.
And then you and I are going out of town.
On a trip.
We'll be back.
We'll be back next week.
Of darkness, there are the peace tent. Peace tent, take this country. Come take me home again. Peace tent sounding louder. Ride on the peace tent. Hoorah, hee-rah, hoorah. Come on, the peace tent. Peace tent's a holy roller. Everyone jump upon the peace tent. Hoorah. About the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? For love, on the edge of darkness.
in love, the rock.